The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 34. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on January 8th, 2013, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, Pramati balavadridham, Pramati balavadridham, Tasyaham nigraham manye, Tasyaham nigraham manye, Vayori vasta dushkaram, Vayori vasta dushkaram.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Purport. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes the intelligence, although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy, but ultimately no worldly man can do so, for this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad 1, 3, 3, and 4, it is said, Atmanam ratinang vidhi, Shariram matamevacha buddhim sa saratim vidhi mana pragaham evacha indriyani hayan ayur vishayang steshu gocharan atmendriya mano yuktang bhoktet yahur manishinaha. The individual is the passenger in the car of the material body, and intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence, as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga, but such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can we say of modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind, and it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance in all humility. The method described as Savai Mana Krishna Pada Ravindayo. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagements to agitate the mind.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchajya Deshatarine. So, we have our holy name retreat. And this verse is explaining why this holy name is a very important thing. Arjuna is describing his own position.
Arjuna está describiendo su propia posición.
That he cannot control his mind.
De que no puede controlar su mente.
It's restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong.
Es obstinada, muy fuerte e inquieta.
If I asked you to control the wind, could you do it?
Si yo les pido que controlen el viento, ¿puede hacerlo?
Do you have tornadoes here in Argentina?
¿Ustedes tienen tornados aquí en Argentina?
Tornadoes? You don't have. Whirlwinds?
No.
In the U.S., we have very heavy tornadoes. They come through. They can kill people. They can completely destroy a whole town. They come whirlwinds.
En Estados Unidos hemos visto tornados muy poderosos que pueden matar a personas.
Can be very deadly. If a whirlwind comes, it completely lifts your house off the ground. Very heavy. So, how can it's? There's no way you can bring the whirlwind under control.
Entonces no hay manera de controlar el viento cuando está fuera de control.
You just have to hope that it doesn't hit you.
Simplemente tienes que esperar de que no te dé.
People go to like a. I remember when I was a boy, we had a place in the basement. We would go under the stairs. When there was a tornado, we would go under the stairway in the basement. Just in case the whole house was destroyed, we wouldn't be killed. So it's the controlling the mind is more difficult than bringing a tornado under
control.
So the point is, by your own effort, you cannot control the mind. That you cannot do it.
Así que el punto es que por tu propio esfuerzo no serás capaz de controlar tu mente.
Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting point in this purport.
Srila Prabhupada hace un punto muy interesante en este significado.
He says, artificially one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy.
Él dice que artificialmente tú puedes mantener un equilibrio mental hacia un enemigo y amigo.
Somebody can make a show of being equal to everyone.
Alguien puede hacer el show de ser igual con todos.
But then after some time the show goes away and they obviously are not equal to everyone.
Pero después de algún tiempo obviamente el show se va, se desvanece y él obviamente no es igual con todos.
So the point is, you cannot be equal to everyone by your own efforts. That's the point.
Entonces el punto es que tú no puedes ser igual con todos por tu propio esfuerzo.
But if you can bring your engage your mind in Krishna's service,
pero si usted puede ocupar su mente en el servicio a Krishna,
you automatically develop mental equilibrium. You see.
Automáticamente usted puede desarrollar equilibrio mental.
So how does it work? How's the process? How does that work?
Así que cómo funciona, cómo el proceso, cómo funciona.
You see, the mind always wants to be satisfied.
La mente siempre quiere estar satisfecha.
It always wants to be in a position of enjoyment.
Siempre quiere estar en una posición de disfrute.
But the material world will never let you remain in a position of enjoyment for very long.
Pero el mundo material nunca te va a permitir que permanezca en un estado de disfrute por mucho tiempo.
By the way, it's stated in the Nectar Devotion not to hold your knees in front of the deities.
Que, por ejemplo, está establecido en el Nectar de Devoción que uno no tiene que cruzar las piernas al frente de la deidad.
You see my sitting posture?
Look
how I'm holding my knees.
Look, mira cómo
the Nectar de Devoción says not to do this in front of the deities.
Nectar de Devoción dice que no hacer esto en frente de las deidades.
You're sitting in front of the deities. You're sitting in front of the deities.
Yeah.
When the deity curtain is closed, it's okay. But when you're sitting in front of the Lord, it's considered against Vaishnava etiquette to sit like this. So, back to the point. That the mind always wants to be satisfied. It never wants to be unsatisfied. But the material nature is always like hot and cold, happiness and distress. It's always up and down. Sometimes you feel muy, muy bueno, sometimes muy mala. Mala is the word for bad?
Yeah.
Mal,
actually.
Mal. Mal. Muy mal. Very, very bad sometimes, you see. So as long as you remain on the platform of the mind, you must go between bueno and mal, good and bad. You have to. You cannot avoid it. You will go between good and bad, good and bad, good and bad. The material nature means good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, bueno, mal, good, bueno, mal, bueno, mal, go on and on and on forever. That's the material nature.
Entonces la energía material significa funciona así, que todo va a estar bien o mal, bien o mal, bien o mal. Así funciona la energía material.
It's called duality.
Se denomina dualidad.
But if you can find the mind finds satisfaction in the name of Krishna.
Sin embargo, si tú haces que la mente encuentre satisfacción en el nombre de Krishna,
then it doesn't matter what's happening in the material world.
Luego no importa qué es lo que ocurre en el mundo material.
It can be good, it can be bad. It's not important. No sei importante.
No es importante.
No es importante.
De esa manera no importa. No es importante.
If you take shelter of Krishna, you're always feeling good.
Si tú tomas refugio en el nombre de Krishna, tú siempre se sientes bien.
Doesn't matter whether externally things are good or bad. It won't matter because you have Krishna's shelter.
No interesa si afuera las cosas van bien o mal porque tú tienes el refugio de Krishna.
Therefore, you're always feeling very, very good.
Por lo tanto, tú siempre estás sintiendo muy, muy bien.
So, this name has so much nectar.
En este nombre hay tanto néctar en este nombre.
Do you know how much nectar there is in the name of Krishna?
¿Saben cuánto néctar hay en tu nombre de Krishna?
Do any of you know how much nectar there is in the name of Krishna?
¿Alguno de ustedes sabe? ¿Cuánto néctar hay en tu nombre?
Is there this much nectar?
¿Esta cantidad de néctar?
Sí o no.
Sí o no.
No. Is there this much nectar?
¿Así de néctar?
Sí o no. You got the right idea. There's unlimited nectar.
Hay ilimitado néctar, sí.
This is confirmed by Rupa Goswami.
Esto está confirmado por Rupa Goswami.
Do you know that shloka?
¿Te conocen ese shloka?
Tunde tandamati riteng vitanute tunavalilam diye karna krodaganam manigata yate kunar vade braspeham chaita prangana sangini vijayate servendriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyadvir amritai krishne iti varnadvai. Yes, Rupa Goswami explains in this way.
Rupa Goswami lo explica de esta manera.
Do any of you know the Sanskrit?
¿Alguno de ustedes conoce el sánscrito?
Any of you speak Sanskrit?
¿Alguno de ustedes habla sánscrito?
No Sanskrit.
No.
You speak Aris? No. Okay. I'll give you the translation then.
Bueno, te voy a dar la traducción entonces.
Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Rupa Goswami dice, yo no sé cuánto néctar estas dos sílabas Krishna pueden producir.
Because when I utter Krishna,
porque yo cuando digo Krishna,
Krishna is dancing on my tongue.
Krishna está bailando en mi lengua.
And there is so much nectar emanating from Krishna, my one little tongue cannot capture all that nectar.
Y hay tanto néctar en este nombre de Krishna que mi pequeña lengua no puede capturar.
Therefore, I am begging Krishna to give me millions of tongues.
Por eso yo le estoy pidiendo a Krishna que me dé miles de lenguas.
And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears,
cuando Krishna entra en los oídos,
Oh, there's so much nectar.
Oh, hay tanto néctar.
My two little ears can't capture all of it.
Mis dos pequeños oídos no pueden capturarlo.
So I need billions and trillions of ears.
Así que necesito billones y trillones de oídos.
To capture at least a little poquito of that nectar, you see.
Para capturar un poquito de este néctar.
And when the name of Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart,
y cuando este santo nombre de Krishna danza en el patio de mi corazón,
my mind is completely conquered.
Mi mente está completamente conquistada.
And I am paralyzed in a state of transcendental bliss.
Y quedo paralizado en un estado de bienaventuranza trascendental.
So that's Rupa Goswami.
Así que ese es Rupa Goswami.
You know something?
¿Y saben algo?
Prabhupada told George Harrison to make a popular song out of that mantra.
Prabhupada le pidió a George Harrison que haga una canción popular acerca de ese mantra.
I don't think George did it.
No creo que le hayan escuchado.
It's a very, very powerful mantra.
Es una mantra muy, muy poderosa.
Telling how much nectar there is in Krishna.
Diciendo cuánto néctar hay en Krishna.
Did you know that when you chant Hare Krishna with faith, you are personally associating with Krishna?
¿Sabía usted que cuando usted canta Hare Krishna con fe, usted está asociándose personalmente?
Did you know that?
¿Usted sabía eso?
When you chant Krishna's name with love, you are directly associating with that person who is the source of Argentina.
Que cuando usted canta Hare Krishna con amor, usted se está asociando con la persona que es la fuente de Argentina.
Mendoza is emanating from his body.
Mendoza está siendo emanada de su cuerpo.
And the whole universe is emanating from his body.
Y todo el universo está emanado de su cuerpo.
All the living entities are coming from him, just like the sun guide shining the rays all over the universe. Krishna is shining all the living beings from his body.
Tal como el sol está emanando todas las rayas de luz por todo el universo, así mismo todas las entidades vivientes están siendo emanadas de su cuerpo. Todo está siendo emanado de su cuerpo.
He's really good looking.
Y él es muy apuesto.
And he's got a lot of money.
Y él ha conseguido.
Nobody is more rich. He's the most beautiful rich person.
Y él es la persona más hermosa y más rica.
But he's not puffed up.
Pero no es inflado.
He's completely renounced.
Es completamente renunciado.
And he has unlimited knowledge.
Y tiene conocimiento ilimitado.
He has unlimited fame.
Tiene fe ilimitada.
And he has unlimited power.
Y tiene poder ilimitado.
And that supreme person that is the ultimate superstar.
Y esa persona suprema es la persona
will agree to become your personal associate.
Si que tú aceptas eso, te vuelves su asociado personal.
If you will simply give your love to him, that's all he wants.
Si que tú simplemente le das tu amor a él.
Give your love to Krishna.
Dale tu amor a Krishna.
That's all you have to do.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer.
Instead of loving a dog or a cat,
en vez de estar sirviendo o amando a un perro o a un gato,
why not love Krishna who made all of that?
¿Por qué no amar a Krishna que él o él hizo a todos ellos?
You see, this is Krishna consciousness.
Eso es conciencia de Krishna.
Why suffer? I mean, it's stupidissimo to suffer, really.
Entonces, ¿por qué sufrir? Es estupidísimo sufrir.
Don't be stupidissimo.
No seas estupidísimo.
Become inteligente.
Vuelvas inteligente.
Become muy, muy inteligente.
Vuelvas muy, muy inteligente.
By reviving your lost living relationship with Krishna.
Por revivir su relación amorosa perdida con Krishna.
Those who do not serve Krishna,
aquellos que no sirven a Krishna,
they are foolish like the donkey.
Son tontos como los burros.
They are not human beings.
No son seres humanos.
If you want to be actually happy,
si te quieres ser en realidad feliz,
you have to serve Krishna.
Te tienes que servir a Krishna.
Otherwise, you're simply an animal.
De otra manera, tú eres simplemente un animal.
These people on this planet, they're just animals. There's no hardly any real human beings on this planet right now.
Estas personas en el mundo son animales. En realidad, prácticamente no hay seres humanos.
Guru Mata and I, we're traveling all over the world. We're seeing everywhere that people are like animals. They're simply engaged in sense gratification like pigs. Even today, we were staying at one hotel. We came down from the lobby. They were sitting there eating their bacon, you know, their ham, their meat. Eating, they're sitting there eating this man. He looked at me like. They're just like animals, you know. They don't have human brains even. Because they have turned their consciousness away from the self-realization process, they have completely absorbed their consciousness in sense gratification.
Entonces, porque ellos voltearon su atención hacia la autorrealización y están completamente ocupados en la gratificación de los sentidos.
Eat, 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 eat.
Comer, 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 comer.
Sex, 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 sex.
Sexo, 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 sexo.
And sleep, 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 sleep.
Dormir, 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 dormir.
And if somebody wants to mess with their eating, sleeping, and their mating, then they fight.
Y si alguien así pone como... If someone what?
If somebody messes with their sex life, with their sleeping and their food, then they fight. They are lower than dogs.
Ellos son más bajos que animales, que perros.
The dog is running on four legs.
Los perros van así por la calle en cuatro patas.
And they are running all over Mendoza on their four wheels.
Pero ellos están asimismo circulando por todo Mendoza en sus cuatro ruedas.
So, do not be a dog.
Y que no sea un perro.
A Mendoza dog, or a Buenos Aires dog, or a Santiago dog.
Un perro de Mendoza, de Buenos Aires, o de Santiago.
Or an Uruguay dog.
Or what? Uruguay dog.
Uruguay. Uruguay. We say Uruguay in North America.
Uruguay.
The Americans pronounce it Uruguay.
Yes, yeah.
You say Uruguay? Uruguay.
Yes. They don't pronounce G here.
Yeah, Uruguay.
Yeah. Uruguay.
Yeah, they say like inteligente, like
huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Uruguay, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay? Yeah, so anyway.
Depends.
No es importante. The important thing is Krishna.
Bueno, no importante, lo importante es Krishna.
Even if my Spanish is irregularly composed,
y aun cuando mi español está compuesto irregulado,
it's meant for being about a revolution in this country.
Está destinado o está hecho para hacer una revolución en este país.
So don't mind if I make so many mistakes in my Spanish.
No se preocupen si es que hago muchos errores en mi
español. Or in my English even.
O incluso en mi inglés.
Or in my Sanskrit pronunciation, which I regularly butcher. The point is, we are simply trying to give you the teachings of Srila Prabhupada because you people are suffering like anything in this world. The point is, we want you people to be happy.
El punto es que queremos que ustedes, personas, se
vuelvan. We want you to be free from the control of the modes of nature.
Queremos que ustedes se libren del control de las modalidades de la naturaleza.
So you can become fully awakened in your spiritual identity.
Que se vuelvan completamente despiertos en su identidad espiritual.
Beyond bodily consciousness.
Más allá de las concepciones.
Beyond bodily identification.
Sorry, and last. Beyond.
Completely liberated soul, Jivan Mukta.
Almas completamente liberadas, Jiva
Mukta. As described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Y se describe en el Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
1, 2, 186. 1, 2, 176. Iha yasha harer dashe karmana manasagira nikala svapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. One who engages his body, mind, and words in the transcendental loving service of Lord Sri Krishna is a liberated soul even in all conditions of this material existence.
Aquel que se ocupa del servicio a Krishna con toda su mente, palabras y cuerpo, él es un alma liberada. Él es un alma completamente liberada.
So we want you all to be liberated.
Entonces queremos que todos ustedes se vuelvan liberados.
Jivan Muktas. liberated souls. That's why you've come here to Mendoza. To give you the mercy of, to bring you the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because this will save you from this material existence. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
Leí en el Bhagavatam canto 1 que hay un verso que dice que el santo nombre es tan poderoso que si una persona lo canta aunque sea inconsciente, aún así lo libera del ciclo de los repetidos nacimiento y muerte. Entonces, ¿cómo equilibrar eso con la última ofensa que dice, o la que adicional que dice que no hay que cantarlo desatentamente porque es una ofensa?
There is an apparent contradiction, because in one place, Bhagavatam, he read that even a person chant the holy name unconscious, he becomes liberated. But we also hear that the last offense to the holy name is to chant unattentively. Unattentively. So, how to balance those?
Yes.
Sí.
The more purely you chant it, the faster the results come. Everybody gets benefited by chanting. Everybody who chants Hare Krishna becomes liberated. That's a fact.
Mientras más puro se cante, más rápido. Pero sí, cualquier persona que lo cante se vuelve liberado. Eso es un hecho.
But how soon they become liberated? That's another thing.
Pero cuán pronto se vuelve liberado, ese es otro, o sea, es otra cosa.
One who avoids all the 10 offenses, they become immediately liberated.
Alguien que evita las 10 ofensas se vuelve inmediatamente liberado.
And those who chant with offenses, they also become liberated, but it's in the future, it's not now. Comprende? Anything else?
Más?
Sí. Yo voy a preguntarle. Prabhupada hace mucho énfasis acerca de lo que es el servicio devocional y lo que se puede obtener a través de él. Dice que si bien la liberación es importante, el hecho de ser un sirviente de Krishna es aún más elevado. Entonces yo lo que le quería preguntar a Gurudev es ¿cuál es la relación que tiene un devoto que está liberado con el mantra Hare Krishna a un devoto que, o sea, desempeña servicio devocional? ¿Cuál es en sus diferentes posiciones la relación que hay con el mantra? Y si en el mundo espiritual esas personas que están liberadas
también lo cantan. Retoma desde que la pregunta.
Que hay dos tipos de personas, ¿no? Las que están liberadas y dice Prabhupada con respecto a la posición pura y las personas que hacen servicio devocional.
Sí.
Prabhupada siempre hace énfasis como que el servicio devocional es más puro aún que la liberación. Que el ruchi, que el sabor que se experimenta es más elevado.
Sí.
Entonces, en relación con el mantra Hare Krishna, entre esos dos estados, en el mundo espiritual, ¿se sigue cantando el Mahamantra?
Ah.
O sea, ¿hay una relación tan de dependencia como la que siente la persona que hace Bhakti Yoga, servicio profesional? El apego por el santo nombre, digo. Si es en mí.
There are two people, kind of people. We are told by Prabhupada that some are trying to get liberated by devotional service, and those who are already liberated by devotional service. Mm-hmm. And what about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in either case? And that if the liberated so engaged in devotional service is also attached to the holy name, for example. If the liberated soul engaged in devotional service is...
Someone who is fully engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day is a liberated soul.
Tan pronto como estás ocupado en servicio devocional 24 horas al día, es un alma liberada.
So I don't know, maybe I... Repeat your question. I'm not sure I understand your question.
Repite la pregunta a ver si es que te entendió. Yo tampoco te entendí yo también.
Claro, pásame. O sea, el Mahamantra, ¿se sigue cantando en el mundo espiritual? O sea, ¿hay una relación de apego en las personas que son liberadas? Porque Prabhupada siempre destaca que la persona que hace servicio emocional es aún más nectario que la liberación. Que hay personas como que no disfrutan ese rucho, de ese gusto de practicar servicio devocional. El servicio devocional automáticamente nos genera un apego hacia el Mahamantra, ¿no? Que quizás mi pregunta era si cuando uno está liberado, o sea, en un mundo espiritual, ¿no?, en los planetas Vaikunta, si se sigue cantando el Mahamantra, si se le da la misma importancia que la que le damos aquí a través del servicio devocional. Es algo así.
Well, he's saying that well, like Prabhupada is always emphasizing that devotional service is more tasteful than liberation. That so the liberated, the
liberation has two meanings.
Liberación tiene dos significados.
Can mean to be, you know, merge into Brahman. That can be considered liberation.
Puede ser el de fundirse en el Brahman. Puede ser llamado liberación.
It can also mean to go back to home, back to Godhead, and be free from the cycle of birth and death.
También puede ser el de liberarse del nacimiento y la muerte.
But the highest definition is simply to be engaged in devotional service without any material motives. That's liberation. That's the highest definition of liberation.
Pero la definición más elevada de liberación es la de simplemente estar ocupado en servicio devocional.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Y en relación a eso, el apego que tiene una persona que practica servicio emocional, ¿es el mismo al apego que una persona puede tener en Vaikunta a través del Mahamantra? Bueno, nosotros tenemos como una dependencia. Esa es mi pregunta.
The point is that we feel like we have a dependency on the Mahamantra Hare Krishna.
We are dependent on him, absolutely.
Yeah. And the already liberated souls in Vaikuntha has the same dependency or like
the Vrijabhasis don't depend on anything for their liberation. They're fully liberated. They don't require anything to help them be liberated. They're already spontaneously. They may chant Hare Krishna, they may not. It doesn't matter. But for us, we have to always chant.
Entonces, no, en realidad las personas, los Vrijabhasis, ellos están ya espontáneamente en el servicio devocional. Pueden cantar de cuando en cuando, pero no es que necesiten.
A sick man has to take the medicine.
Un hombre enfermo tiene que tomar la medicina.
So we are sick.
Entonces nosotros estamos enfermos.
And Hare Krishna mantra is the medicine.
Y el Mahamantra Hare Krishna es la medicina.
The liberated souls in Goloka Vrindavan, they're not sick, they're healthy.
Las almas liberadas en Goloka Vrindavan no están enfermas, están sick.
They don't require to chant Hare Krishna to become free of their anarthas. They don't have any anarthas.
Ellos no tienen que cantar Hare Krishna para liberarse de sus anarthas, no tienen anarthas.
But still, they chant Hare Krishna out of ecstasy.
Pero aún así ellos cantan Hare Krishna.
We chant it out of necessity.
Nosotros la cantamos por necesidad.
We have to chant Hare Krishna.
Nosotros tenemos.
They don't have to. But still, they do it out of ecstasy.
Pero igual lo hacen, pero por motivados por el éxtasis.
But a liberated soul in this world, a great acharya, even though he doesn't have to chant, he will chant for the sake of others, just as the example.
Pero el alma liberada en este plano, de todas maneras, sigue las reglas y canta Hare Krishna para poner el ejemplo.
Prabhupada didn't have to chant.
Prabhupada no necesitaba.
He's a liberated soul. But still, he chanted japa to set the example for us.
Pero aún así él cantaba japa para mostrarnos el ejemplo.
And also it was his ecstasy, to chant japa is ecstasy.
Y también era de su éxtasis que le producía el cantar japa.
Any other questions?
Yo quisiera saber cómo responder cuando nos preguntan por qué cantamos mantras en sánscrito y no mejor en español. porque a veces como y a veces siento que a veces muchas o canciones así como que las hago mecánicamente y no llego rápidamente al significado, ¿no? Entonces la pregunta sería ¿qué respondemos cuando nos preguntan por qué cantamos en sánscrito y no mejor en español, por ejemplo?
The question is why is that we chant the songs in Sanskrit? Why is that we chant the songs in Sanskrit?
Oh, you can. I mean, when I chant the verses?
Sorry?
Can't respond? Can't speak Sanskrit?
No, it's asking why is that we chant on Sanskrit and not translated, for example? We could sing them translated, for example.
Well, we can't understand Sanskrit?
No. The question is that
what we sing in Sanskrit.
Why?
But not
why?
In Spanish.
In Sanskrit and not Spanish. We sing.
Yes, because this is the original sound vibrations.
Bueno, porque esa es la vibración original, la vibración sonora original.
The Sanskrit has the greatest power.
El sánscrito tiene el poder, la fuerza.
It's the original, actual vibrations that emanated from Krishna's mouth.
Es la vibración original emanada de la misma boca de Krishna.
If you were on the chariot 5,000 years ago, you would hear these exact vibrations from Krishna's mouth.
Si hubieras estado 5,000 años atrás en la cuadriga.
So the original Sanskrit is more powerful than the English and the Spanish.
Entonces el sánscrito original es más poderoso que el inglés o el español.
So we have, therefore we chant the Sanskrit and then we do the translation also, so we know the meaning.
Es por eso que nosotros primero cantamos en sánscrito y luego vamos y leemos la traducción.
Con respecto a eso, ¿no? Puede ser que la oración de Jesús, o sea, que le otorga a Dios, que normalmente suenan repetir las corrientes cristianas, así que no sean tan poderosas porque se ha traducido y ha perdido el tema de lo que es la lengua original, de cuando él lo habló originalmente en el idioma arameo. Puede ser que no tenga el mismo poder.
So related to this can be that the Christians sing those songs in Spanish that they get less power, like.
Yeah, they like to chant in Latin also. The Catholics like the Latin. In fact, they used to be, they had to chant in Latin, they were required to. But now they're singing in Spanish?
Yeah.
But the originals, the original Sanskrit is the most powerful thing. Therefore, Prabhupada always quoted the Sanskrit. He gives so many Sanskrit words in his lectures also. He's always quoting Sanskrit when he preaches. Plus, it shows that you're speaking from the authority of the scriptures. You're not speaking off your own mental speculation. Plus, the Sanskrit is more beautiful than Spanish. Spanish is not a perfect language.
El español no es un lenguaje perfecto.
And English is much worse.
Y el inglés es mucho peor.
English is one of the worst languages in the whole world, English. It's not very well constructed. It's like a monster, like a Frankenstein language.
Entonces, que bueno, a propósito del inglés, es un idioma que no está muy bien construido, es como un monstruo.
You take a little... English is just, you take some French, some German, some Spanish, even some Hindi, and you throw it all together and it's called English. You mix it up and it's called English. English is influenced by German, by French, by Spanish. It's just, you know, it's English sucks words from all the languages of the world.
Así que el inglés chupa de todos los idiomas.
And English has a huge vocabulary. It's a big, huge vocabulary in English. Because they take words from every language. They suck words from every language. So it's like a hodgepodge language. It's not a well-constructed language.
Así que es como un idioma de para el paso, no es como construido.
Spanish is closer to Sanskrit than English.
El español está más cercano al sánscrito que el inglés.
But Sanskrit is supremely beautiful language.
Pero el sánscrito es el idioma supremamente hermoso.
Samashataye palaba palaba plaba pavang punak punasha. Let's see. How's that go? Samashvataye palapa labla pavang mahat padang punyanjasho marare bavam badir vatsa parang padam 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 yan badam natesham. Where can we find poetry like that in Spanish or in English?
¿Dónde podemos encontrar poesía similar en el español o en el inglés?
Samashvataye palabat plabat labang punak punak sparamad. Padam padam yad badam nate sham. You don't find anything in any language like so beautifully constructed.
No encuentras en ninguna parte algo compuesto tan hermoso así.
Sanskrit is the most poetic language.
Sánscrito es el lenguaje más poético.
There are rules called sandhi rules.
Hay unas reglas llamadas sandhi.
How to combine the words together so they flow into each other.
Cómo combinar las palabras para que se calcen.
There's a whole system in Sanskrit.
Hay todo un sistema en Sanskrit.
If you look in the books, you'll see.
Si te miran en el libro, pueden ver.
It's like here, you'll see in this verse, the word for word says balavat.
Está como en este verso la palabra
balavat.
La palabra palabra dice balavat.
But in the verse, it's balavad.
Pero en el verso dice balavad.
So one may say, well, why does balavat become balavad?
Entonces, así uno puede preguntarse, ¿por qué?
Because the word that follows it, because the word that follows it is dridham.
Porque la palabra que la sigue es dridham.
So instead of balavat dridham, you say balavat dridham. It flows.
Claro, en vez de decir balavat, tú dices balavat dridham y así fluye.
When a D comes against a T, the T turns into a D.
Cuando la T viene antes de la D, esa T se transforma en D.
Balavat dridham becomes balavat dridham.
Balavat dridham se transforma en balavat.
Sanskrit has I studied Sanskrit at the university, and there's what they call the Sandhi chart, where you have it's all the verb, all the word endings, and how they get changed. There's a whole system of how word endings change according to what word comes after them.
Esto se llama Sandhi, y es toda una ciencia que habla de cómo cambian las palabras de acuerdo a la palabra que la.
Simply to make it flow very sweetly. That's
simplemente para que hacer lo que fluya muy dulcemente.
It's like in the last line, veyo iva sudruskritam.
Tal como en la última línea dice veyo iva sudruskritam.
Instead of saying veyo iha, it's veyor iha. It flows better.
En vez de decir veyo iva, dice veyo iva.
Veyoho, actually, veyoho iha becomes veyor iha. So Sanskrit is a very, very special language. There's no language in the world which comes close to Sanskrit in beauty and perfection of construction.
Así que el sánscrito es un idioma muy hermoso, no hay un lenguaje que se le acerque en cuanto a la hermosura.
So even just from the standpoint of poetry,
entonces, incluso desde el punto de vista de la poesía,
the Sanskrit should be studied. It's the most poetic language in the whole world.
El sánscrito debe ser estudiado como el lenguaje más poético de todo el mundo.
Now I'll give one more question now. I'll answer one more question.
Ahora vamos a dar espacio para una pregunta más.
Hay preguntas. Okay. All right, so you can answer. Yes.
Le quería hacer una pregunta, o sea, la sílaba on tiene alguna comunicación con el mundo espiritual o nos puede llevar hasta ahí.
About the syllable om, does it have any relation with the spiritual world and can it get us to
it? Is Krishna om is for impersonal liberation, it's not for bhakti.
Es Krishna, pero normalmente es para la liberación impersonal.
Om is for the impersonalists.
solo para los impersonalistas.
It is addressing Krishna, but in an impersonal way.
Está invocando a Krishna, pero de una manera impersonal.
Just like, sir, what is your name?
Como, ¿cuál es tu nombre?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Danian?
Sí, Daniel.
Danian.
Yeah.
So I can say, Danian.
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. Yeah. I can say Daniel.
¿Puedo decir Daniel?
Or I can say, hey, you. Hey, hombre. Hey, hey, hombre.
Hombre.
Or I can say, Daniel, what's more attractive?
Daniel, ¿qué más atractivo?
If I call you hombre or I call you Daniel, what's more attractive to you?
Daniel,
Daniel, yeah. Mm-hmm. So chanting om is like saying hombre to God.
Entonces, cantar om es como decirle hombre a Dios.
But Krishna is calling him by his name.
Pero Krishna es llamado por su nombre.
So you'll get more mercy from Krishna when you chant. You'll get mercy by chanting om. Yes, some mercy will come.
Entonces, ¿obtienes misericordia por decirle?
A little tiny bit of mercy when you chant om.
Una pequeña cantidad de
but when you say Krishna with love,
pero cuando dice Krishna con amor,
then the floodgates open up and a whole reservoir of mercy comes rushing over you.
Entonces ahí las compuertas se abren y todo el flujo de misericordia cae sobre ti.
So how much mercy do you want? A little drop?
¿Cuánta misericordia quieres te doy?
By chanting Om, you want an unlimited ocean of mercy by chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Y porque por cantar Krishna, Krishna vas a tener un océano de misericordia.
It's your choice, Daniel.
Es su opción, Daniel.
All right, you had it. I'll squeeze you into.
Okay.
David, David.
Dice,
buenas noches, que a usted bendecido de que tenemos para poder ver a Krishna, lo podemos ver con los oídos.
That you were speaking just tonight about that we may see Krishna through the ears.
Mm. See Krishna through the ears? Hmm? See him through the ears?
Yeah.
Yes. Es verdad. Yes.
Sí, es verdad.
Yeah. It's like if I get a new CD.
I
say this is the best CD I've ever heard in my whole life. You say, well, I'd like to see what it sounds like. Stick it in your plate. I'd like to see what it sounds like. So we see with our ears also. Just like I say, this is the best batch of glob jamans that's ever been made in the history of ISKCON.
You
say, well, I'd like to see what it tastes like. So now you're seeing with your tongue. So seeing is not only seeing, means to perceive. So you can see with your eyes, you can see with your ears. Let's see what this incense smells like. Very good incense. Yes. So you can see with your nose, you can see with your tongue, you can see. Let's see what you know. You can see with your touch, sense of touch also. You see. When Mataji bathes Radha-Damodar in the morning, I make the hot water for the bathing every morning. So I put some hot water, make a blend of hot water and cold water, try to get the right temperature, you see. So then we don't stick our fingernail inside it, that's dirty, but I just stick my finger like that on the top of the water. Let's see what the temperature is like. I stick my finger there just to see. Let's see if it's caliente or frío, you see. With my finger, I will see what is the temperature of the water.
Para ver cuál es la temperatura del agua.
So you can see with your touch, see with your eyes, see with your ears, see with your tongue, and see with your nose.
Y puedes ver con tu tacto, con tus oídos, con tus ojos, con tu gusto.
So, if you train yourself nicely to take shot of, then you will see Krishna 24 hours with your eyes, your ears, your nose, your touch, everything. You'll always be seeing Krishna.
Así que si tú te entrenas apropiadamente, vas a ser capaz de ver a Krishna con tus ojos, con
That is called conciencia de Krishna.
Eso es lo que se llama conciencia de Krishna.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.
And we thank you all very much. So we'll have another session after lunch of the ecstatic holy name retreat.
Así que tendremos otra sesión después del almuerzo sobre el extático retiro de los
santos nombres. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Holy names ki jai.
Shankar Sundar Sahikari Gurudev ki jai.